Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Five reasons God made sport. Number five, God made sport to point others to Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20 says, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." I knew I had a responsibility to represent Jesus within that Olympic rowing team. I very much saw it work in my life as I did that over the 15 years I was in that team. He never left me on my own. He helped me represent and remember him. That's Olympian Debbie Flood. When a team travels away from home, they represent their school or their club. I always remember being told by my old school teacher, when you're wearing the badge, you represent us. The All Blacks, New Zealand's national rugby team, have a similar mindset. You don't own the jersey, you're just the body in it, they say. Every player knows they represent a legacy, a culture, something bigger than themselves. Every action on the field reflects the values of those who came before and inspires those who come after. As Christians in the world, we're not to be tourists, superficially engaging with culture, or immigrants, simply blending in. We're to be ambassadors. Ambassadors maintain citizenship with their home country while working hard to understand and communicate effectively with the culture they find themselves in. Christians are called to be Christ's ambassadors in their sports clubs and teams. Friend, your ultimate home and identity is in God's kingdom. For now, however you are sent to your club and teammates to represent our King and to be his mouthpiece, you are part of his plan to reach your sports friends with the good news of Jesus. This can feel daunting, but Paul encourages us in 2 Corinthians 5:20 that we are Christ's ambassadors. As you speak of Jesus, you carry his message. And magnificently, God makes his appeal through you. Salvation is his work. Our job is to represent him faithfully and to implore others to be reconciled to him. So today, reflect on your role as an ambassador for Christ in your sports club or team. Consider how your actions and words reflect the values of God's kingdom. And pray now for the people you've been sent to influence, for opportunities to speak his truth with love. Let's pray. Father, thank you for sending me as your ambassador. Help me to wear the shirt of Christ well, representing your values in every word and action. Give me wisdom, courage, and love to reflect your kingdom to my teammates, to my club. May others see Jesus through me and be drawn to you. Amen. Now spend a few minutes praying for those you will be spending time with today, this your game day, that you may go as Christ's ambassador to them and speak of him.
Thanks for listening to Game Day, If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.